I live in my healthy spirit, mind, and body all the days of my life. I live in my healthy spirit, mind, and body all the days of my life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I live all the days of my life in my healthy spirit, mind, and body. We think of living in our spirit, mind, and body, in our ideal spirit, mind, and body, and sometimes we forget to define that our ideal spirit, mind, and body is healthy all the days of our life. All the days of our life, all the days on this incarnation, our spirit, mind, and body are revealing the wholeness, the divinity, the original purity, the integrity, the goodness that they are. Now, this takes place only when I am persistent, consistent, when I am able to keep my mind one-pointed on the idea that I live in my healthy spirit, mind, and body all the days of my life. Now, there are days in my life where challenges come to me, and I sometimes succumb to those challenges to think that they're a problem. And I know they're a solution. I know they are merely one of the patterns of the lovely things going on in life, and I let them go, and I release them. And I know that I live all the days of my life in my healthy spirit, mind, and body. As I establish this as my reality, as I establish this as my every moment activity in my life, then my life is that wholeness, that healthy attitude, that healthy spirit, mind, and body in all areas of my life. And it is really wonderful. But it is something I put into motion because I have thoughts in my mind that are not kindly toward my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I have thoughts going through my thinking system that tell me that I am less than ideal, less than perfect. And I must be master of those thoughts. For unless I am master of those thoughts are going to take over and they're going to be what my life is. It's bad enough that I have done this in the past. It's bad enough that I have at some point been allowing myself to think negative thoughts about who and what I am. But that's past. I live in the now, and the now forgets all the past. It doesn't forgive the past. It doesn't forgive anything. It doesn't say it's okay for whatever has happened. It just says, whatever was, was. Now, I live in the now. And this now moment is my ideal moment. This now moment is perfect. This now moment is whole and perfect. This now moment is who I am. That's all that I am. This now moment. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. That's my now moment. I surround all in my world with my pure white light of love. That's my now moment, because that's my reality. That's who I am, and that's all that I am. That's all that my life makes up, and that's all that my life ever will make up. That's all that is important for me, and that's all that ever will be important for me. Because I am in charge of my world, I'm in charge of my thinking, I'm in charge of my thought. I'm in charge of every single thing I give tolerance to by my awareness. Do I want to give tolerance to anything other than my perfection? I would think not. To give awareness, to give presence, to give my thought about all that is beautiful and good means that every moment of my life, every moment, I am thinking lovely thoughts about me. I am saying I am balanced. I am harmonious. I am peaceful. I am thinking, wow, this is a great life. It's a great world. It's a great universe that I live in. This is spectacular in every way. And as I say that, then that's what I experience. Now, we have our joy song books, and we sang a couple joy songs before one of our lectures the other day. And as I listened to it, I thought to myself, okay, we need a little improvement. We need a little improvement, not on the words, not on the joy song. The joy song is absolutely wonderful, but it's on how we sing it. Sometimes we sing it too strongly. Sometimes we sing it too powerfully. We say, this has to be this way. And by our insisting on it having to be that way, by our trying to put the power into our ideas rather than realizing they are done, we sort of undo them. If I say, I like me, with all my heart and soul, then that feeling floods through my total being. That feeling floods through me and says, yes, that's true, that is wonderful. And if I say, I like me, I, and panicky, it is nothing. It is the contrary. It says we don't really like ourselves. We don't really think we are wonderful and fantastic and gorgeous. And we want to think that. We want to think that every moment of our life. So with gentleness, with a tenderness, with a lovingness, it is fantastic. I listened to the three tenors. And as I listened to the three tenors, I was thinking, what glorious voices they have. What glorious ability they have to sing these songs that they sing. And then as I listened, I thought to myself, why do they want to put so much power into it? Why do they want to put their operatic feelings in there where they sing it so dramatically, so dynamically, when more of a love song would be what is my speciality. If they were to sing a love song with the tenderness of their heart, but they can't get tenderness out. They're so used to the operatic voice that they have. And to me, that sort of takes away the real power. The real power is when I say, I like me. Yeah, I like me. Not when I'm screaming it and shouting it and hollering it and bellowing it across the universe. Not when I'm trying to impress everybody else with how much my voice can really say these things. Now, the three tenors are absolutely spectacular singers. They're amazing. They're wonderful. They're beautiful. And the world will always be a little more beautiful because of them. But to touch my heart, to touch my soul, to touch my inner self, it takes a gentleness. It takes a refinement. It takes a statement that says, yes, all is in divine order now. All is peace now. It says, peace, peace. Be still, my soul. Peace. I love you. And that peace is there. But that peace is there only because it is in me. Only because I am peaceful. Only because I am in harmony with my inner self. I'm not shouting out so all the world can hear me. That's unimportant. I am saying it so my inner self, the vibrations of my body, the vibrations of my soul, the vibrations of who I am, these vibrations will always be balanced, will always be peaceful, will always be loving. These vibrations are my true self. These vibrations are who I am. And so in this loving vibration, in this beautiful, happy attitude of life, I say to myself, I like me. All is in divine order. All is peace now. I live in my healthy spirit, mind, and body all the days of my life. I live in my healthy spirit, mind, and body all the days of my life. I live in my healthy spirit, mind, and body all the days of my life. And with this affirmation, with this sentiment of peace and gentleness, I know it is done for me now. Thank you for joining with me in this statement and knowing it is true for you and all of the world right now. There is peace And that peace is you, and that peace is me. I love you. I love you. I love you.